We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Again, he is hot now. Two more points tonight, a goal and an assist. Verhaeghe working the point, puts it behind the net for Reinhardt. Double team, but Reinhardt gets it in front. It's loose. Verhaeghe is stopped at the net, and he scores. They tied it. Sam Reinhardt, and that's three in a row for the Comeback Cats.
Sam Reinhardt scores for Florida in their win. NHL tonight, you've got advancement games. Carolina can move on. Toronto can. The Kings can. And St. Louis can. All up 3-2 and playing tonight. Meanwhile, the Panthers take a 3-2 series lead. Rangers are still up 3-2 on Pittsburgh and Calgary, 3-2 over Dallas. The Avalanche, the only team that just swept right through.
Wasn't even competitive.
Nope.
And I don't know, that was really a surprise to any people. The Panthers do this a lot, right? They're so explosive that even if you're down 3-0 and in a playoff game, 5 goals later, they get the win. And so that's a hell of a comeback for them. Reinhardt had a goal last night, and I'm trying to think what else. And of course, the big news last night is the hit on Crosby. That remains to be seen whether he's back for game 6 in Pittsburgh, and if the league does anything to Jacob Trouba.
It was on that game. I was watching that game. It's 2-0 Penguins in the second. I saw the first goal, the Adam Fox goal, and then I was watching outside on the back patio. I walk inside. I come back out, and it's 3-2 Rangers. They scored 3 goals in 2 minutes and 42 seconds.
Yeah.
Crazy. Now, the Trouba hit on Crosby.
Uh-huh.
My take on it, you don't even have to go watch it.
I did for what it's worth.
Okay, but go watch it, sure. Okay. He definitely hits him in the head with his elbow.
Mm-hmm.
The elbow's up and hits Crosby in the head. And Crosby's out with an upper body injury and, you know, concussions and everything. You know, we've a million times talked about it. We've got NFL stuff to get to in a moment. But first on this, my take on it is this, Howard. No matter what you think of the hit, no matter what you think of the bang-bang nature, no matter what you think about the intent, and no matter what happens with the punishment, right? A game, no games, maximum fine. No matter what. The NHL's message on hits like this in the playoffs is always, without saying it, that it's worth it. It's totally worth it for Trouba to have done that.
Well, look who he knocked out.
Or he knocked out Sidney Crosby.
Well, he knocked him out last night for sure.
If Crosby doesn't get knocked out of that game, they don't lose.
Probably not. They've been the better team.
Their season is kept alive.
Mm-hmm.
Trouba, at worst, gets one game. At worst.
I would think if he gets suspended, it would only be one game. Yes.
For sure.
If he gets suspended. I'm not entirely certain he gets suspended. I think he did it on purpose. But whatever.
Even if it's an oopsie,
yeah,
it's always worth it.
It may have saved the Rangers' season.
Yep, it's always worth it.
You know, they were getting outplayed for most of the series. Crosby was having a really big series. If he's out, it's a significant loss for the Pittsburgh Penguins. And the Rangers know that. And, oh, by the way, it happened to be a hit that was kind of high on a guy who has a history of concussions and head injuries. So I watched it, and, you know, I think it's so hard sometimes with the hits in the NHL to see whether, you know, like, oh, I always have trouble like knee on knee and some of these other things and drive-by hits. And who was it? Who was the drive-by? Was it Steckel, Washington, the drive-by hit on
Steckel
Crosby?
Steckel hit Crosby in the face. Oops, accident.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, accident. You lost one of your league lost your best player for a year.
I think guys have an intent in their mind and do everything to make it look like it was accidental.
All the time. It's part of the sport.
And to me, that's what the Trouba hit was. I watched it a few times this morning because I figured it might come up on the show. And it looks like his elbow is at an angle and at a height where it normally would not be.
Right, he's got like the chicken wing out there.
It's up in the air. Yep. It's at a right angle. You know, his elbow is out and his arm is dangling down and his elbow is up like shoulder area. You just don't normally. And he's got that hand is going out to make a stick check. His left arm goes for a stick check. He pulls it back and then his elbow is like way up in the air and at a right angle and chicken wing. Thank you very much. Extended. It's not in against his body, right? See, sometimes guys go for hits and they make sure their arms and elbows are tight against the sides of their bodies so they don't get called for a penalty. He didn't do that. So my guess is that's one of those things, if I had to give my opinion, and I do that for a living, where he does it intentionally and tries to make it look like, hey, it was an accident. I don't know how that happened. Knowing it's A, their best player, B, the guy has a history of head injuries. I think there was intent there.
It's an elbow right to the head.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, without even arguing about it, the league says that's worth it. He'll get one game at most.
Well, if you want to say it's not worth it, don't do this. You throw Trouba out for the rest of the playoffs and probably something on top of that. Because
yep.
The rest of the playoffs may only be one more game for the Rangers.
Right.
You have to make it punitive. You have to make it so significant that you don't, again, and this is the crux of the discussion, Department of Player Safety has to get inside Jacob Trouba's head and figure out if he really intended to do that.
And
I think he did.
And the Department of Player Safety all the time gives the player that injure someone the benefit of the doubt.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there's even a, for the repeat offender stuff, there's a statute of limitations after a certain number of months.
Right.
Your record is wiped clean.
The history.
Right. Like Marshawn was not a repeat offender because enough time had passed in one of his.
Crazy.
So, you know, this is where someone calls and says he should miss as much time as the guy he knocks out, which of course we know, like, that's very flawed.
It's problematic.
You can never, you can just never do that because
the guy you knocked out. He has how many concussions in his previous playing years?
And
you can't blame Trouba for previous Sidney Crosby concussions.
No, and if you had that rule in place, you'd throw a tomato can out of the best player and say, go hurt that guy.
Yeah.
So you can't do that.
Right, and you lose a fourth-line guy for 80 games, whatever. Yeah. Who cares?
So I think, you know, the only real answer, if you ever wanted to really get this stuff out, is what you said. Trouba's gone for the playoffs.
Well,
but they're not going
to
do that.
It has to be, but again, it also has to come with an asterisk.
Well,
because it can't just be, in theory, it could be a max one game suspension.
Sure, but I guess the idea of out for the playoffs, that's a big penalty, even if your team is about to get knocked out. Because if you're Trouba, hey, if your team wins the Stanley Cup, you won't be on the ice. Don't hit like that.
Right.
But I would, of course, not expect that at all. I expect a lot of defense of how it's bang, bang.
Yeah.
His elbow is up high. It's kind of like a high stick, you know? Once your stick is above the crossbar, it's a high stick. And with this hit on Crosby, as high as his elbow is, it's not a natural position for the elbow to ever be.
That's why it's not bang-bang. It's bang-bang if his arm is lower.
100%. Yeah. Elbow to the face.
Right. He brought it up. He brought it back and then up.
And he might get one game, and they might
most one game.
And they might win the series, and it'll be worth it.
Yeah. That's sad. Sad to say that it'd be worth it, that's the state we're in with the league, but whatever. Hey, on the schedule, quick tweet from Sal, who's going to be coming up actually in about 20 minutes or so. Sal tweeted out, in addition to NFL VP Mike North joining me on my pod this year, Mike North is involved in the schedule process. That's a great interview every year. Well, I don't know if you're going to listen to it now, but whatever. If you missed the Mike North interview with Sal, go find it. Anyway, Mike North also went on with Bengals play-by-play man Dan Hoard, who I believe is a Syracuse product, by the way, and said, expect the max primetime games for Cincinnati. So that's six.
On that.
The Bills play at Cincinnati this year. Max plus max equals, I'm guessing pretty likely, that it is a night primetime game, Bills-Bengals. That's from Sal.
Okay, on that. I saw this earlier, maybe last night. CJ Cajano last night tweeted about Bills-Bengals, 11-11 last night. And I just thought, that's somebody who just guessing on the schedule. But Ryan Talbot, who covers the Bills, Ryan Talbot of the Shout podcast in New York Upstate, he basically kind of vouched for CJ. Like, he's had terrific intel in the past. He tweeted this out. So if Ryan says that, then maybe we should take it seriously. Bills at Cincinnati, Monday Night Football, January 2nd. Late season, Monday night at Cincinnati.
Could be a game for seeding.
Could be. Could be. January 2nd is, what week is that?
I'm going to say week. Week is 18 weeks now, right?
Yeah.
So week 17? He's moving his mouth, he's counting.
14, 15, 16, 17. Week 17.
So second to last game of the
second
season.
Second to last game.
Yeah, that could be for Bengals are winning that division this year.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
No? It's not Pittsburgh. Cleveland is just we can't have a discussion about the Browns if I don't know who their quarterback is.
Watson plays all 16 games, the Browns will probably win that division. I would say, right?
I mean, but it's hard to have a discussion because you don't know if he's playing all 16, 17 games.
Either way, that looks like, okay, if that's true, we're on to two Monday night games, Titans and Bengals.
Uh-huh.
Haven't accounted for the Chiefs. Haven't accounted for the Rams. Packers. Real quick, I found NFL.com, Nick Shook, his top 10 games of the season.
Yeah.
So, you know, trying to figure out who were some of the best matchups. I was just watching NFL Network is on in the studio, and they were looking at all of the playoff matchups that are rematches. Like, look at all these playoff rematches we're going to get during the season. So, anyway, Pat Hammer tweeted at us and told us 8:29 this morning, one of the most anticipated matchups of the season will be announced by NBC.
Yeah, that's NBC sent that out to their affiliates to tease the reveal at 8:29.
That's 8:29 this morning. Okay, yep. So with that in mind, here is a list of the top 10 games in the NFL season, according to Nick Shook around the NFL Writer.
All right, lay it on.
You tell me which one of these NBC is going to announce.
Gotcha.
Top 10 games, Nick Shook.
I love football music.
Number 10, Jaguars at Jets. Don't laugh. He listed it. Matchup of number one versus number two, Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson. He listed it. Don't do that to me.
I'm eyeing Jeremy right now, which on radio doesn't really work.
We'll move along. Number nine, Browns at Texans. Deshaun Watson.
Returns to Houston.
At Houston.
All right.
Number eight, Dolphins at 49ers. Mike McDaniel returns.
McDaniel goes back to San Francisco. Who made this list?
Now we're getting into the real ones.
I like Nick's work, too.
From here, they're all good. I think he's going storylines. From here, they're good.
Okay.
Number seven, Ravens-Bengals.
Yeah.
The Ravens, of course, last year were unbelievably hurt. Tons of injuries, lost a lot of close games, really faltered down the stretch. You know, they...
Yeah, I don't remember what happened in Cincy. The game in Baltimore, they were destroyed by the Bengals in that game.
Yep. Did you also see who had the stat? Sneaky Joe had the stat? The Ravens receivers, on their roster.
Yeah.
Was it Joe?
It was Joe, yep.
Okay, Sneaky Joe had the stat. The receivers on their roster have a combined 3 NFL touchdowns. And Josh Allen and Deion Dawkins have 4 receiving NFL touchdowns.
Oh, my goodness. They're in a battle there with, the returning Falcons receivers,
yeah,
who I thought were a pretty bad lot. That's terrible.
So, number 7, Baltimore and Cincinnati. Number 6, Nick Shook's best NFL games of the year.
Yep.
Rams at Bucks.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Playoff rematch.
That does sound like the kind of game that we could get announced today at 8:29, one of the most anticipated matchups of the year, the defending champs.
Fighting for a one seed in the NFC.
Tom Brady.
I get it. Agreed.
Number 5, Chargers-Raiders.
Hmm.
Rematch of the game that should have ended in a tie.
Yeah. I'm going to wait to see the other 4 because I wouldn't. If I had to pick one AFC West matchup in my top 10, it would be Chargers-Chiefs.
Yep. I can tell you that is not in the top 10.
Huh. Although they already announced one of those games.
They did. Number 4, Nick Shook from NFL.com, his top 10 games of the year. I guess we shouldn't be surprised to see this. Packers at Bills.
Yeah. Not
it
at
really,
all.
It probably really should be thought of as one of the top 5 games of the year because these
could be a Super Bowl preview.
And these two teams rarely play.
Yep.
So Packers at Bills.
Hey, Aaron Rodgers has never won a game here, right?
That's right.
He's 0-1, right? I don't think he's played. Has he played other?
The Packers have totally revamped that defense. Like, the defense might be better than their offense this year with the changes they've gone through on offense. So Packers at Bills. Number 3, Nick Shook, NFL.com's top 10 games of the year. Again, could this matchup be one of the ones we get at 8:29? Chiefs at Bucks.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Yep.
Super Bowl from 2 years ago. Mahomes at Brady.
Yeah, I like it. Okay.
Number 2. You're not going to like this one. Broncos at Seahawks.
You know, I just don't get it. I got a question about the Broncos. We're okay on time. Seattle does not deserve to be. I'm sorry. This is not Tom Brady returning to New England. It's Russell Wilson going back to Seattle. Even Deshaun Watson returning to Houston. it's not Brady going back to New England. I get it. There's a veteran quarterback who was really successful. He's going back to the town he used to play in. And at least Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl. Should have won two. In Seattle, as opposed to Deshaun Watson. I don't get that at all. It's not appealing to put Geno Smith or Drew Lock on national television. No, I'd rather watch Jacksonville and the Jets than Denver and Seattle. And I don't want to watch Jacksonville and the Jets. No, that's terrible. Let me ask you about the Broncos. How sexy are the Broncos for prime time this year?
Pretty.
On your sexy meter. Because Benjamin Albright, who we've had on the show, sexometer? You like
I'm just the idea of, it's 7 a.m. I'm not going to even repeat it.
it's about their attraction to the national television.
Sure.
Anyway,
the Broncos
Benjamin Albright tweeted out, like I think he was doing, and he covers the Broncos. He's pretty well connected in the league. We've had him on the show.
Mm-hmm.
He is suggesting a boatload of Broncos night games. He tweeted out something about, you know, prime time for the Broncos. Then he did, if I set the over-under on Broncos night games at 4.5, would you take?
I would take the over.
Denver is that?
Yes.
Russell Wilson makes them that much a commodity on night games?
Yes. First off, Denver offers a lot. They have the most competitive division in football.
It's a great division.
They have the snow potential.
I didn't take into account people, weather matchups.
Networks love that.
Yeah.
And Russell Wilson is not only good, he has the early season, how is this going to look potential.
All right. Certainly has some talented receivers around him. They could be good. I mean, they should be good. They can make the playoffs. All right. So I still don't like. But it's Seattle. Even if you give me Denver and the Chiefs or Denver and the Chargers or Denver and the Raiders, hey, give me one of their division matchups. Not Denver and Seattle. Do you care about watching Russell Wilson go back to Seattle? Like, are you going to stop and go, oh, I got to watch Denver and Seattle tonight to see the fans in Seattle applaud Russell Wilson? They're not going to boo him, right?
No.
Do you care about that?
It depends. Do I have a fantasy football quarterback that needs to give me points in my guillotine league? Then maybe I do.
That's a different, valid, but a different discussion. The game itself is not attractive.
No, I don't think the Seahawks are attractive at all.
Nope. Shouldn't be anywhere near primetime. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So there you go. That's number two, Broncos Seahawks. And number one, Bills Chiefs.
Yeah.
Nick Shook, NFL.com, Bills Chiefs.
So the only other game, there's two other games on that list. If NBC were to announce, Bills KC is pretty obvious. Again, we're not talking opening night.
Right.
We're just talking an NBC primetime game.
Could be Packers.
Green Bay
Bills.
I think Green Bay Bills. I told you earlier. I think Packers Bills is Sunday.
I just
night
don't
football.
Think we're going to get two of the early games to be announced. Will be primetime
Bills.
Games in Buffalo.
Yeah, right. That's true. Because they already announced Titans. Rams Bucks.
Rams Bucks sounds like a good answer.
It's easy. I'm surprised he didn't. Right, Green Bay does play Tampa. I think this season. Right, he didn't put that in his top 10.
Okay.
And I don't know how the NFL handles Cleveland schedules, because they'd have to know whether Watson is playing to determine whether you're putting the Browns on at night. And a primetime game in Houston is obviously 100% dependent on whether Deshaun Watson is playing for the Cleveland Browns. Jacoby Brissett at Houston is not exactly a primetime matchup.
Explain to me how networks protecting games works.
No, I can't.
Okay.
Because I don't know who gets the right of, if there's a right of first refusal. Like, so I think what you're going is
CBS protected.
If NBC says we want Bills Chiefs, can CBS say no? You cannot have that.
Yeah,
it's our game.
We have a tweet from Kevin, who I know Kevin and trust him on this. He says, I don't know the date, but I do know that CBS protected Bills Chiefs.
You know what? Sal's coming up in a few minutes. He will know the answer.
He can explain how that works.
I would assume he would have asked this with Mike North at some point over
okay.
the years. But there are, you can protect games. But I, like I said, let's say CBS, let's say each network can submit a list of games you'd like to protect. Is that the final word on it? And if CBS says we want to protect Bills KC, can NBC trumpet basically? Can the league look at it and go, listen, CBS, we know you want to protect the game, but let's face it. Bills, Chiefs, Allen, Mahomes, this has got to be not a 425. This is a night game. Tell you what, you let NBC take this and we'll.
Well, Kevin says it was the only game that was protected.
That seems odd that the NFL. Well, I mean, the partners are paying billions of dollars.
Right.
You'd think they'd cut them some slack on something. I don't know how that works.
Like we said, like week 8,
yeah.
Sweeps, 425.
425, right.
They got to tell us about the new episode of The Mentalist or whatever the show is. That show on?
Or the latest CSI city?
Sure.
We should do instant trivia one day? How many cities have had a CSI?
Is The Mentalist on CBS? It is. There you go. Yeah, right. See, it works.
Numb 3RS? Is that still? No, that's a few years ago.
I forgot about Numb 3RS.
A few years ago? I'm still thinking about Survivor promos during the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
All right, Sal's on the way. We'll talk schedule with him. 803-0552, join us. And Sex-O-Meter is not an FCC fine. Somebody said they were going to start a GoFundMe campaign. I didn't curse. I mean, I've done that before, actually. You can start a GoFundMe game when I accidentally curse about the Mets. Anyway, schedule release coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Couple things. One, what are you thinking about as we approach the full schedule tonight? What's on your mind with the Bills schedule? Two, 8:29 this morning, NBC is going to make the announcement on the one game they're going to reveal. Do you want Bills Rams opening night?
It's going to be a Rams Bucks game. No, I'm moving off my prediction.
No, you know why?
It's going to be Rams Bucks, so they can get Tom Brady on my screen and just ruin the morning.
What if NBC doesn't want to give Brady any publicity because he's going to Fox when he's done playing?
Sounds great.
No, that's just silly. I'm just being a jerk now.
I mean, the opener is obviously a great candidate for this.
For?
NBC's announcement.
The Thursday night opener.
Yeah,
yes.
The opener.
You would think. Because you know what? If it's Rams-Bills, that does also hit the one of the most anticipated
Absolutely.
Matchups of the season. Even though it's a non-conference, a conference crossover. Anyway, phone lines are open. Let us know. If there's something else you want to get to, that is fine as well. And Sal's going to answer all of our scheduled questions when we get back on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special Capaccio for you, right?
Jeez. Oh, now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, Carpaccio, no good?
What do you do now?
They don't like a Carpaccio.
They like Carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a Capaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
Love Capaccio. Sal, brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the best place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Sal is looking for the schedule tonight to know when he's going to be on an airplane what cold weather games are going to be in later in the year and how to dress, right? That's what you look at.
Yeah, I have a sneaky suspicion that, you know, my dream of L.A. in November, December is not going to come to fruition later today, guys.
Yeah. Sorry, bud, I appreciate your plague there. Hey, you spoke to Mike North. We had a tweet, and I want to know if you know the answer to this. The whole deal about protected games, like if the Bills in Kansas City are a CBS protected game, could NBC steal it away from them?
No, it's protected. So the way I understand it, and this is not lock stock, but the way I understand it from my conversations, is each network gets a certain number of games to protect. I don't think it's like 18 of them. I don't know how many, and then they're saying, like, that's, you know, we're going to protect this game, and they're therefore, they can't slot that into a primetime window. I believe whoever texted you or whatever said about Bills Chiefs, I believe that is correct. I think that CBS has protected the Bills Chiefs game, and we're going to see that as a 4:25 national window game on a Sunday this year instead of a night game.
All right. I have to adjust my primetime predictions then, because I thought that'd be a night game, like a Sunday night football game.
I'll give you a primetime prediction, though, based on just reading some tea leaves.
Yeah.
So Mike North also did a spot with Dan Hoard, the play-by-play guy for the Bengals. And in that spot, he said to expect basically the Bengals to get the maximum number of primetime games, which he said was 5, but he said that means Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. He told me 6, but that also included a Thanksgiving or a Christmas or whatever. So, you know, it's how you want to – the semantics of it, I guess.
Yeah.
So my guess is I think the Bills are going to get the max. I think that the Bengals are going to get the max. They both play each other. I think it's pointing to a Bills at Bengals primetime game at some point this year.
Sal, Matt Bove just tweeted at me. I want to ask you about this. Six is the max. Does Thanksgiving count as one of those six?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So
okay, okay.
So he told Dan Horde the max is five when you talk about Monday night, Sunday night, Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
He told me six when I specifically asked those national window games. And he even said, look, it's semantics. Like, you can do five, but I think it's five night, and then you can also get put into a Thanksgiving, Christmas, or Saturday late season game. I think that counts as for the six.
Okay, so you can't have six night.
I don't believe so,
okay.
Unless you get flexed into one.
Okay. The opponents for the Bills in these spots, you have predictions, feel like Green Bay, Cincinnati, Kansas City, Baltimore, any divisional game, you think? Because like the Thursday night packages I think Miami is worthy of a primetime game with these two teams.
I do too. So, yes, my prediction is the Bills will get at least like one if they get the multiple and the max, probably Miami or New England in primetime. Now, look, I think Miami fits a lot. But I'm just going to go by recent history here. The league has loved Bills-Patriots prime time over the last few years. Even Josh Allen.
So have we.
Here. Right? It's return. Remember that when Josh was out and Derek Anderson started?
Yep.
But guys, think about this. You go back 3 years in a row, 4 years in a row. 4 years in a row, what have we seen? Bills at Patriots on a Saturday. Bills at Patriots on a Monday. Patriots-Bills on a Monday. That's 3 years in a row, right? I think that's what it is. And then the 18 game. I'm sorry, so four out of five. I think if anything, we're talking probably Patriots. It's probably late season. I don't know where it would be. I go back to what he said about that late season thing that the networks love with the Bills and the weather. So I agree with you. I think Miami would be great. I think that'd be a really nice thing. Like, let's transition to that. But I think the league has loved Bills Patriots primetime.
You think you're going to be spending Thanksgiving on the road this year?
Signs are pointing that way, yes. Lots of chatter last night. The buzz is growing that it's Bills on Thanksgiving again. The guy who tweeted, you mentioned him before, Jeremy, he tweeted yesterday or the other day that he knew they were playing at Baltimore. He has since retracted, and I think the reason he's retracted is because a lot of people now are reporting or cluing in or saying that it's Bills at Lions on Thanksgiving. I think that's the most likely outcome now of this. That's what I think. I don't know that. I think it's the most likely outcome for the Bills on Thanksgiving is at the Lions, and I do think that that would be it. And I think that would mean they wouldn't play on Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be the case, but I think we're looking at that Bills at Lions now because of sourcing that I've been reading and just how this is trending.
You stole my next question, Sal. I was curious that, you know, if you wouldn't want to, I don't think you would put teams on both holidays, right?
Okay, so 2016, guys, the Pittsburgh Steelers played at night on the road on Thanksgiving, at home on Christmas, and at home on New Year's.
Oh, wow.
There is precedent for it. I don't think the Bills are going to get it, but it could happen.
All right.
They did that to the Pittsburgh Steelers just 6 years ago. They played on every one of those days, and two of them were at night.
Yeah. Maybe they got time and a half. Is there another Saturday TBA thing at the end of the schedule?
There is, but it's a bit different this year because Christmas and New Year's both fall on a Sunday. So they are going to have the traditional couple of weekends of Saturday, from my understanding. That's going to be earlier December, you know, in between the bowl games like we always get, right? Then when you get to the Christmas week, the majority of those games are moving to Saturday, Christmas Eve. You're going to get mostly 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock Christmas Eve like you normally get on a Sunday. Three Christmas Day games, including a night, and I believe a Monday night game the day after Christmas. The following week, all of the NFL is staying on Sunday. The bowl games will move to either Saturday or Monday, but they're not going to play that Saturday that week, that New Year's week. The NFL, I guess they could, from my indication, is that they're going to let college do their thing on Saturday, and the NFL is going to do their thing on Sunday.
Sal, you were talking about, you know, the maximum number of games when it comes to Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. Is there a formula with the 425 as a national window as well? Is there anything involved limiting those? Like, because we're trying to figure out, if you threw in night games and 425 games, we're talking about maybe half the schedule is Sunday at 1 o'clock and the other half is some other time slot.
You know, I don't think there is, to my knowledge. I don't think there's a maximum. Let's remember, you're also dealing with different time zones here.
Right.
You know, you're not putting West Coast teams on at 1 o'clock at home. So if you have a really good West Coast team like the Rams, they're going to play a lot of those 4 o'clock games anyway. They're going to be in the national window. So I don't think there's a maximum of that because time zones matter here and when they're on in their normal markets. And then you do get games flexed into those spots. It's not just a flex into a night game as you go on. You asked me earlier about other opponents, too. I went into this thing all offseason thinking, okay, the Bills are going to get at least one home primetime game. They haven't really given them more than that a lot lately. They did, you know, in 2020, they played home against the Steelers on Sunday night, and they had that Thursday night game against the Chiefs that was moved, so it can happen. So I'm looking, is it the Patriots? I don't know. I keep thinking the Packers just keep staring me in the face, thinking, like, how do you not? Like, I think the Packers have to be either a, if it's not a night game, it's got to be a 425 game, right? I mean, it's one of those. There's no way Packers at Bills in a Sunday 1 p.m. game. I just can't see it.
No, I've been all along, Sal, when we do the guess the primetime thing, you know, we were saying the more interesting primetime candidates are road games than home games, but I think Green Bay jumps off the page every time you look at it.
I agree. And I would really like the Bills and Dolphins. You know, that was really special back in the, you know, 90s and early 2000s. Bills and Dolphins played a lot on primetime. I think that would be a really, really good thing. I don't know, though. I that's a tough one. I think it's 50-50 because, like I said, the league really, really likes the New England thing with the Bills. They might need Miami to show that they're that team before they start doing that again with Buffalo.
All right, so 8:29 this morning, NBC is going to have their reveal. What are the odds it's Bills-Rams opening night?
It's, I think, moving towards that, guys. Sam Farmer is as plugged into this league as somebody that I know. He writes for the LA Times. He's a longtime writer, veteran. He's right there in LA. And he just wrote a column 2 days ago that's saying all signs are pointing to Bills at Rams. I think that's how it's trending. And I would say that, you know, I was under the impression they would not get the opener and a Thanksgiving game, but Dallas did have that last year. Dallas had the opener.
That's right.
And then they had a Thanksgiving game.
Yep.
So it is possible, and I think at this point I'm thinking it's not only possible, but maybe even more than likely. I don't know. I don't know if they announced the Bills Rams. Why wouldn't they, right? That's got to be the game they announce in an hour or whatever, 40 minutes from now. It's got to be the game they announce. I don't know. You know, they've announced the NFL has the opening Sunday night game a little bit earlier than other games in the past. I do remember, like, in the 100th year game, the year of the 100th anniversary of the league, they actually announced the home opener during March during the owners' meetings because it was that traditional Green Bay-Chicago game. So I don't think they have any reservations about now announcing the opener a little bit early.
The only thing we were thinking about is, you know, NBC is telling its affiliates, you know, one of the most anticipated matchups will be announced at 8:29. If it's not opening night,
I know.
We were just trying to think, you know, Bucks, Packers, I don't know what, Chiefs, Chargers. We were trying to think of a game not involving the Bills, Sal, that the league would look at and go, wow, this is ratings box office stuff. It's going to be one of the hottest games of the year. Like last year, it would have been Brady going back to New England. And I don't know. I don't know if anything jumps out other than maybe Chiefs, Chargers because of Mahomes, Herbert.
Well,
I don't know.
I wouldn't give Chiefs, Chargers because they've already used that.
That's right. I keep forgetting they already announced it. Yeah. Yep.
They already revealed that one, and I don't think they're going to use another reveal game for Chiefs-Chargers.
Bucks-Packers, Brady-Rodgers.
The one team that hasn't been revealed in any of this other than international is Bucks, right? I don't think they've done a Bucks game or one of these reveals other than the international games.
Right, that's correct.
I don't think so.
Yep.
So maybe that could very well be it. I don't know what that would look like. They've done Green Bay. I don't know. I think they give us the opener, but could be one of those other ones. Green Bay does play Tampa, right?
Yeah.
This year.
And it's a strong bet for Tampa to be a max prime time team.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So That could very well be it, too.
Hey, before we let you go, you got anything going on today in your life? Anything special happening today?
Yeah, so I'm sitting in the car right now with our buddy Josh Reed of Channel 4. We are headed out to Oak Hill. Have you ever played before?
Yeah.
He's the Oak Hill veteran. He's played it. I've never have.
We're actually going
out and playing Oak Hill today.
I played it last year.
Yes, that's right.
It is wonderful. I played potentially the greatest round of golf I've played in my life. And I'm just going to tell you, I think the third hole is a par three. Take a little more club. That's it. That's my tip. Number three, take a little more club. You don't want to be short.
It is the East Course, which is obviously where the championships are played.
That's
and
cool.
Where it will be next year, which is why, you know, we're doing this. And to go out there, and should be a fun day. There's going to be a lot of other people from the media. I believe John Scott is playing from Spectrum. I think Thad's going to be out there. So, we'll have to kind of compare how everybody does. But I'm looking forward to it. It's my first time ever playing it. I've always wanted to. I know Eric Wood has played it a bunch, obviously. I texted him yesterday to let him know, and, you know, he just said it's a great experience, obviously.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful course, beautiful clubhouse. It's wonderful.
And the cool part is that means I won't be on Twitter all day going crazy about the schedule. I'll know it later. I'll be back. I'll be done later, and I'll be on with, you know, Chris, Mike and Chris later today. We'll talk about it. Joe's got the extra point show today, but at least I don't have to freak out about the schedule. I'm trying to be dialed into my game, boys. I can't be dialed into the other stuff.
It's a good idea.
I think, you know what, honestly, your road schedule, you're okay. The worst thing that could happen from your standpoint would be what? Chicago in late December or early January?
The road schedule is not packed with a lot of warm games this year.
But you can handle Cincinnati, Baltimore, KC. You can handle that stuff.
Guys, after last year's weather, I'll handle anything. Oh, my God.
All right, well, listen, have fun today. And, Josh, thank you for letting Sal come on with us.
Howard said thank you for letting me come on with them and interrupting our conversations about how we're going to shoot 70 at Oak Hill today.
70?
All right.
70. Wow.
By the way, yeah, I would like a December Miami game if I'm not going to get the LA game, obviously.
All right. I think that's a fair trade-off. I'll see what I can do. Yeah, we'll put in a good word for you. Thanks, Sal.
All right, man.
Have fun.
All right, guys. Take care.
So, off of our discussion yesterday about whether you're a good golfer or not,
yeah.
What was your? You played that well at Oak Hill?
I played the best round I've ever played.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't remember the conversation. I bet you would have brought it up. But
well, this gets to, you know, I talked to you about how difficult the course is, the slope, and if you have a handicap in golf, you can check your score against the course, and you know, it's like schedule adjusted. Like beating the Chiefs is not the same as beating the Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I played the best round I've ever played there.
Awesome.
It was wonderful. Yep. And number three is got me.
You left it a little short?
Yes, it's a par 3, 173 yards, and I left it a little short and ended in the front side bunker, and then I hit it over the green out of the bunker. I think I double or tripled. I checked the scorecard. I think I triple bogeyed.
So that was your worst hole of the round?
Yeah.
Now you know.
Yeah. I shot an 84.
At Oak Hill.
At Oak Hill with a triple bogey on three.
That's really good.
It was.
That's really
good. It was when Cliff Clavin's on Jeopardy.
He's rolling?
Yeah. And I was just. It was great. It was incredible. I've never played better. Great.
You didn't miss Final Jeopardy and blow all the money.
No. Right. But the other thing, you know, the best part about it, I think, for Sal and for the guys that are playing out there today is to know it is to, when the tournament's here, you know, you'll remember what you did on each hole. The 13th hole is a really famous hole there. It's a big par 5. You know, it's kind of up on, right? It's a par 5. 13, what hole am I thinking of? Yeah, it's got to be 13. Anyway, big, huge bomb drive to a creek, 3-shot 5 for guys like us. And, you know, got a little surrounded area where I remember watching the PGA however many years ago, sitting on that hill, watching guys hit it into the green.
Yeah.
Yep.
And there you are playing the same course.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be cool next year when you're watching the PGA Championship is there, right?
Plan on going, yeah. Like, they've already done.
Yeah, you went for tickets.
Yeah, they've already done a bunch of the register to get in to buy tickets for next year. So, yeah, really excited about it coming next year.
We are excited about the schedule coming out tonight, and we're kicking around all morning. 803-0550, a little over 12 hours away, not that we're counting, until the full schedule is officially released by the NFL. Doesn't mean other stuff will come out over the course of the day. So as you're thinking about the schedule over this afternoon, what are you thinking about? Uppermost in your thoughts when it comes to the Bills schedule. I bet for many of you it's the number of night games. Maybe it's how many home night games. 803-0550 to join us. Anything else you want to get to, that's fine. We will talk a little hockey coming up in the next hour. I think I said Paul was at 7:30. Of course, I was wrong. Paul's coming up at 8:30, so stay tuned for that as well on WGR. Hey, whatever you do today, do it outside. We might, well, I don't think so, but might set a record today. The high, according to our friend Mr. Patrick Hammer over there at Channel 2, we could hit 84 today. The record is 86. So not too shabby. So get out and do some yard work. I was out there a little bit yesterday. I would tell you that for people like myself and of my girth, 84 in yard work is not a good combination. Man. So might have to take a pass. People of my size like to do yard work in the morning, let's say, before it gets hot in the middle of the afternoon. But 84 today, so get out, have some fun, enjoy the outside. April stunk, but May is shifting rather nicely at this point.
Okay.
Grass is cut. Got to do some other things. Gradually getting caught up on the stuff that couldn't be done for 6 weeks. So it's nice to get outside and do some things around the house again, little by little.
Can I give you a quick hockey question? Just a knee-jerk reaction. Quick hockey question for you. Who is the most famous goalie in the NHL?
Active or all time?
Active. Who'd be most likely to be recognized? Who are the top three? I had this conversation with a buddy about, 20 years ago, goalies were the stars. Brodeur, Hasek, Wah, Cujo, Belfour. You knew so many. Not to say we don't know goalies. We know who the goalies are. Who are the three most famous NHL goalies?
I'm hurting over here.
Yeah?
Marc-Andre Fleury?
I think he's on the list.
Jonathan Quick? That's kind of those how many are the two I have.
Maybe most famous or noticeable. Marketable. Let's go with that. Who are the three most marketable goalies in the NHL?
I don't think anybody, because if you're like a big company, what goalie are you approaching to be your sponsor, your spokesperson? Nobody.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm spinning teams through my head, but I think it's just a waste of my time. I don't think there's anybody marketable as a goalie.
The position has.
I mean, Ryan Miller was did commercials once.
He did.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody in that category.
It's
right
just
now.
A different kind of.
You would have said Lundqvist before he retired.
You would have said Lundqvist, yeah. The best are Shesterkin and Vasilevsky, and you mentioned Fleury, who's obviously a big name, but the position has just changed. Leonard is good, and he's been good.
Yeah, but none of these guys are what you're looking for.
No. The marketability of the goaltender position, it's just different. Do kids today love goalies and grow up like loving goalies the way that kids 20 years ago did? I'm not complaining about it. I just, a buddy brought it up to me and I thought it was a really good point. That's right. The position is not really marketed the way that it used to be.
No. I don't know if that was a by design thing. I mean, obviously the league wanted more goals over the years.
And they got it.
It was more about your pads are too big or this is too big or let's do this or let's shrink that or let's control this or let's. This is like the NFL shifting to offense. The NHL was more about we need more goals.
Yeah.
We need more excitement. We need more offense in our game and less about we want the Dominic Hasek's of the world standing on their head giving up one goal every night. No, I don't think we missed anybody with goalies. I don't think there's anybody that you would say would be a great, boy, that guy's a pitch man. Let's use him for our product.
I mean, Carey Price, of course, but,
he's not the same.
No.
He's kind of been, he's had injuries and mental health issues. He's kind of fallen off the radar a little bit. I don't think I'm not even sure you'd use like a Canadian-based player or a goalie to be a spokesperson in the United States. I don't think there is anybody. It's name a forward. It's a whole bunch of forwards, but I don't think there's any
goalies.
Oh,
yeah, tons of forwards.
Yeah. 803-0550 to join us. We're talking lots of football this morning, lots of schedule talk as we get ready for the release coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. More of that coming up just a moment, WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.